Welcome to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. If you're a woman who is ready to say yes to her wealthiest and most abundant life and manifest a business and career that totally lights you up, then girl, you are in the right place. Get ready for deep, epic, unfiltered, and inspiring girl chats. I'm your host, Helena Grace Donald, and I'm a money mindset expert, success, and business coach. But all you really need to know is that I am obsessed with helping women feel safe and in total flow around money because you have a special purpose in this world, and playing small or pushing money away isn't going to help anybody. So, are you ready to say hell yes to all that you desire? Let's do this. Hello, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. And it's just me today. It's time for a solo episode because I just have so many things that I want to share with you. So it's actually my Friday evening as I record this. And before I pour myself a glass of wine and celebrate my week that's been full of highs and some very low lows, I just wanted to come on here and have a little conversation with you about something very real, because I feel very called to talk about this, as I feel like a lot of people are either going through this, have experienced this, or will certainly resonate with this on some level. And I'm also feeling really inspired specifically to talk about the topic of this week's podcast episode, because I think a lot of you were very inspired by my podcast interview with Polly from Follow Your Sunshine Coaching last week. And quite a few of the messages that I was receiving were like, oh, it's just really, really good to hear kind of the behind the scenes of what it really takes to build a company or what somebody has really gone through on their journey. It makes me feel less alone. And oh, I never want to think of any of you ever sitting in your struggles or sitting in your low moments as you work towards your goals and dreams, thinking that you are alone or thinking that you are the only one. So I thought that I would do a kind of different but special podcast episode today where I share with you some of the very real lows and struggles and tough moments that I've been through so far on my journey. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that there are going to be plenty more of them because I'm human, because I'm just 100% human, and you're human, and you're a very real person with real feelings and real emotions. And while we are on this journey, there are naturally going to be highs and they're going to be lows, but it's about how we move through them, how we use them as a moment to grow, and how we shift out of them that truly, truly matters. So if you do not want to hear some of the real lows that I might have gone through or somebody else might go through while building a multiple six-figure and future seven-figure business, then maybe this is not the podcast episode for you, and that's okay. But if you do want to know that you have a soul sister out there who understands what you're going through and is here for you and wants to support you and has your back, and you want to have a moment to just laugh through some of the ridiculousness of the things that I have been through on this journey so you know that you're not ridiculous and you're not alone in it, then this is the podcast episode for you, because I'm going to share some brutally honest moments that I have experienced so far on this journey. There have probably been plenty more, but these are the ones that just really resonate with me as I really think back on this journey since I started my business. So I kind of want to take you all the way back to the beginning, because I mean, that's where it all began. And as I was making this list of some of the funny things that have happened to me so far, I reached down and I touched my brand new ergonomic, I hope I'm saying that right. It is how you say it, right? Ergonomic chair. Anyway, it's a super fancy, expensive office desk chair that's really been helping my back. Oh my God, my back is just so much better as a result of investing in something a lot nicer than what I had before. And I remembered that in the very beginning, I didn't even have a desk chair. I didn't even have a desk. I didn't have an office. I now have this big office all to myself with this fancy desk and chair and everything set up in front of me. I began my company without all of that. I began my company at a dining table. Yep, just a dining chair and a dining table set. And in the very, very beginning, when I first started to take calls and discovery sessions and all of that, what they didn't know is that I was absolutely sitting at my dining table. Yeah, that's really where it began. And I'm sharing that because I know that so many of you probably scroll through Instagram and see pictures of these perfect offices that some of these entrepreneurs have. I know you're out there Pinteresting some of these beautifully decorated offices with the white walls and the perfectly curated pink wall art and all of the above. And you think, gosh, I have to have that in order for me to get to where they are. I have to have that in order to be worthy of my success or in order to be worthy of signing high paying clients. Nope, honestly, girlfriend, that's bullshit. You do not need that. And I bet if you ask any entrepreneur who's reached a certain level of success where they began, they probably have a similar story to me. I have a friend called Nick, who's a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. And I never forget her showing us a picture of her sitting and she had like a suitcase balanced on a bed with her laptop on it. And she was taking meetings from that. So yeah, let's get real about where most of us begin. You do not have to begin with that magical, perfect office in order to grow your business and start really calling in success for yourself. So then let's talk about what it was like in the very beginning when I did start getting on discovery calls to talk to people about my coaching. Now, let me just add here. This was before I did my deep money mindset work and stepped into the level of self-worth and money consciousness that I now have. So that had a lot to do with this. But oh my gosh, getting discovery calls right back then in the beginning felt like pulling teeth just in the beginning, like honestly, just to even get someone to sign up to have a call with me. And then I would say probably 50 to 75% of the time that when somebody did actually book in to speak with me, they were a no-show. Oh my God, you guys, I cannot tell you the amount of times that I would psych myself up, do all of my pre-discovery session ritual, do my hair, do my makeup. Sometimes I was even like on vacation with my family or my husband's family on the East Coast, and I would remove myself and go set up my little office somewhere where they couldn't hear me. And I would get myself so amped up, and then I would sit there and nobody would show up. Nobody would show up. And I had planned like my days around these calls. Oh, that happened to me so many times. I got so sick of it. So I'm laughing at that because I just wish that that version of me knew what it would be like today, where it's like, gosh, just getting on a discovery call just feels completely different. I only have very limited spaces available for it. I'm really specific about the kind of person that I do get on a call with. And not only do they always show up, they're grateful to me for showing up as well. And my close rate is extremely, extremely high. So I wasn't even concerned back then with a close rate. I was like, please God, could the person just show up? And then, oh my gosh, because this is something that I was talking about with some of my group coaching clients. They were talking about some of the objections that they receive when they are on a discovery call because, you know, obviously people have their money fears come up a lot on those calls. It's scary to invest in yourself, especially in your self-development. At that time, I didn't know really honestly how to deal with that because I hadn't done the money mindset work on myself. But I'll never forget the kind of objections that I would receive that would just baffle me. I'll remember one call that I had, And at this time, I wasn't even doing the calls over Zoom because I didn't even have the confidence to show up on camera. I was just talking to her via my cell phone, and her money objection and all of the, she probably gave me a long list, to be honest, of objections. And then we got to, I think this was like the final one. And I was like, okay, there's nowhere I can go with this. She told me that she did not have any bank accounts. So there was no way of electronically transferring me money. And I was like, so do you not have like any debit cards or credit cards? Like, if you don't own a bank account, what do you do? And she told me that she kept her money under the bed. I am not joking, you guys. This is the level of stuff that I was dealing with. She told me she didn't trust banks and she just kept her money under the bed. And God bless her. Part of me doesn't even know to this day whether that was even the truth or that was just something that she needed to tell me in order to give me a reason why she could not coach with me. But I have heard all of these objections. So if any of you are going through that right now, experiencing that, just know that we have all been through that. And that can very much shift and change before you know it. And the more that you step into your power and the more that you step into your value and your self-worth and your confidence around money and what you do and the service that you provide and the value that you provide, that will completely radically transform and change. Those kinds of experiences have not happened to me for years now. Okay, and a really big moment that definitely stands out that felt like a very low low for me at the time. Oh God, this ended in a lot of tears. But basically, I had, without realizing, been paying for 3 email users on my Google G Suite account. I guess one was my name, one was info at, one was something else. And I realized that there was no need for me to be paying for all of these multiple email usernames. I think it was like, I don't know, $15 each or something for these. So I went in and I deleted what I thought was those names, like those unused email addresses. What I didn't realize that I was doing was deleting my entire business G Suite account. The whole thing with one click of a button went. It was gone, disappeared. So let me just break it down for you. Not only did I delete my email account, which means that that email account no longer existed, which means every single email I had ever sent from my business was gone, disappeared, poof, all my contacts gone. And as a business, those things to me are very valuable. I had also deleted my entire drive. So my entire drive folder, any document that had ever been on my G Suite was gone, zapped, disappeared into the ether, wherever these things disappear to. So with that went multiple files that were really important, documents, programs that I've been working on, you know, basically all the behind the scenes of my business, as well as my book proposal. My book proposal disappeared. This was something that I had been working on, spending a lot of time on, and yeah, disappeared. And I called the Google gods, the Google G Suite guy that was very sweet and very kind. And we worked through it. And I told him what had happened. And I was crying on the phone to him, explaining the situation. And God bless him. I honestly think he wanted to cry with me because he realized how bad that was. And there was literally nothing that he could do because of some button that I'd pressed. And for security reasons, they can't reinstate something that has been previously deleted. And I definitely spent, let me tell you, the rest of that day in tears, feeling so sorry for myself and beating myself up. And obviously, like, none of that matters now, but at the time that really felt like I was a failure. Like, how could I be so stupid? And I was putting all of this self-blame on myself, and it was really coming from such a lack mindset. And obviously, you know, flash, like fast forward to today, that obviously has not stopped me in building my company. And I'm just sharing that because I'm sure some of you have gone through something like that to some degree. And I just want you to know that it's okay. Like, we've all done it. We've absolutely all done it. There's also another big thing that I definitely missed out when it came to the beginning of building my company was, for over a year, I was building this entire brand that was not called Girl Unfiltered. It was called something completely different. And I had the logos everywhere and the branding was on everything that I was putting out. And it was actually coming up to the point when I was about to launch publish my book, Learning to Love the Girl in the Mirror. And I wanted to have that logo within the book. And so I realized that I needed to get that trademarked. And so I went to go and get the trademark for this that I had been using for over a year, only to realize that somewhere in the US, someone else had that trademark. They were not using the trademark though at all. And so I thought, oh, let me reach out to this woman and let me see if I could buy the trademark from her, because I'm obviously using it and she's not, and let me see what we can do about this. Reached out to her, and just long story short, there was absolutely no way that she was going to sell it to me. And so after I was like 5% away from being completely finished with everything, with the branding for my book and the book launch, I already had the website under this name and a ton of branding under this name. I literally had to go all the way back to the drawing board and stop using that brand like ASAP. So I remember sitting at the dining table with my girlfriend one night, and just, we had like a ton of markers all over the table and these big sheets of paper. And she helped me within that night to brainstorm on what we could call my new brand. And at the time I felt really like, oh, this sucks. And why is this happening? Blah, 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 blah. And looking back now, I'm so glad that that happened, because the new brand was a lot more elevated and a lot more in alignment. I mean, hence like the Girl Unfiltered podcast and my Girl Unfiltered Instagram and all of that. Everything's under that name now. And it taught me about the power of trademarking. So I did hire lawyers and get that trademarked ASAP, and nobody else was using it, thankfully. So that was an amazing, amazing lesson. But again, another growth opportunity and another thing that can feel like a hurdle when you are building your business. Another memory that definitely stands out, and this was just a little while later after the things that I've just described. I was in a mastermind for a year with a few other really amazing women. And one of the women decided that she wanted to do an event with me because she was coming over to LA, and it was a great opportunity to do a joint event in LA. And I was already in LA, and both of our coaching topics, and at the time I was a lot more focused on the self-love aspect and empowerment aspect. She was a relationship coach, and we thought that we could combine the two. And that was a great experience. And I'm honestly really glad that I did that. But we poured our hearts and souls into organizing this event. And we paid for an assistant for the day to come and help us. We paid for the venue here in LA. We paid for advertising. We paid for marketing. We spent hours aligning ourselves at the time and doing what we felt was right in order to have our energies up and ready and active for this amazing full day workshop with these people. And it was great. I mean, the event was absolutely amazing. Also, have to just add here that we did give it away for free. So we didn't even charge for people to come to this event. And our aim was that at the end of it, if people had resonated with us and our coaching and our teaching, that we were launching a group program that would be based on the topic of self-love and relationships. And we went for it. And at the end of the event, we started to speak about this group coaching program. And again, I want to add that neither one of us had done enough emotional work on our money mindset. And looking back, I can absolutely see how that shone through. and how bad this, if you can even call it, pitch was for this group program. But we had like kind of got in there thinking, yeah, this could be it. This could be amazing. I'm going to do this. And so we said at the end, I don't know who we thought we were, if people wanted to get in and say yes and reserve their spot, to get up and go and speak to our assistant at the back of the room and to sign up for their slot right then and right there. And there we are, like pouring ourselves into this. And you guys, nobody signed up. Nobody signed up. Nobody went to the back of the room to pay for this group coaching program. And as every minute went on near the end, our hearts were just sinking. And we're thinking about everything that we've spent and everything that we've done to make this event amazing. And then nobody wanted to work with us. And I know that 100% came down to our money mindset and our probably hidden money agendas and hidden expectations being placed energetically on this program and in that room. Now it did all work out and we ended up opening up the group program to our audiences and it was actually a really beautiful experience and we did have amazing women who did end up signing up, but it didn't go to plan and it wasn't how we had envisioned it or what we imagined was going to happen and we were really down. Like we were so hard on ourselves, even though the women who walked out of that event and had had amazing breakthroughs and we had shown up with our full power and given so much value and we should have been so proud of ourselves, all we wanted to do was go back home and drink wine. And that's pretty much what we did do. So if you've had anything ever flop and thought, what's wrong with me? How come other people can sell out these shows and sell out these events and sell out these programs and they just launch and then they tell you about their 100K day and their 100K launch and their 100K month or whatever it might be? Remember that they have gone through experiences that have built them up to be able to grow into that. Every single entrepreneur I know who now has big launches and a lot of success has experienced that. I have another friend who now has a multiple seven-figure business who had one person sign up for her first ever group program. And I just want to add that that didn't make us quit. That didn't make us decide that we should stop doing this or that we weren't good enough to be doing this or that success wasn't meant for us. Instead, we took the time to reflect on what the lessons were in those moments and we got better and we got smarter and we did more of the inner work and we did whatever healing needed to happen in order to release the beliefs that could have been potentially formed during those moments so that we could continue to grow in our lives and in our businesses. I just want to share a couple other things that will resonate with somebody who may feel like they're struggling with other people's perception and projections of them as they grow in their life and in their business. Because I know that you're not only up against the natural highs and lows of learning how to grow and manage a business, but you'll also be dealing with other people's opinions of that and other people's projections and other people's fears, which can then obviously manifest into your own fears and your own beliefs. And this is why I'm so also passionate about the work that I do, because this part of it is so integral when it comes to your growth and your development and knowing that you are capable and that you are worthy. But I didn't just wake up feeling all of those things. And if I'm completely honest, there are still moments in my life where I still struggle with questioning myself and I struggle with other people's projections on me. And it can be really tough. And I'm going to obviously share some of the ways that you can work through that too. But before I do that, I just really want you to know that you're not alone in that. And so many of us experience that and are going through that. In my life, I've been told by people that I love, even as I'm experiencing huge success in my life and in my business, that I'm fat and that I've put on too much weight and clients won't want to sign up with me. Those are projections that I have to deal with that hurt and they sting. And I have to be able to be strong enough in my own mindset and my inner knowing of who I am and what my mission is in this world. So that stuff does not hold me back, because you know what? It doesn't belong to me. That doesn't belong to me. Those beliefs and those projections are not mine. And I will not carry anyone else's beliefs along with me on this journey because they're too heavy to carry. So I just want you to know that if you feel like you have to deal with things like that, other people's fears and other people's projections, I want you to remind yourself that they do not belong to you and they were never meant to belong to you. And it is your duty and it is your job to do the healing work to be able to break free from them. And then even though a lot of those experiences feel like they're in the past, fast forward to this week, you guys. This Wednesday, I ended my day just sobbing at my desk, feeling completely overwhelmed because my perfectionist brain, my little Miss Inner Perfect, started to rear her ugly head, telling me that I wasn't doing enough, that I wasn't enough, even though I'm at basically max capacity. And that was what was creating that anxiety and that emotion, was thinking, well, I don't know how I'm capable of doing more right now. And yet that feeling of still not being enough was pushing up against that. And I think a lot of that just had to do with a couple of past traumas that were coming up for me that I still do need to work through. But here's the thing, you guys, even though I have radically transformed my life, my business, my mindset, and I'm feeling very successful in my life right now, that does not mean that I won't still have times in my life where I need to do some deep inner work and that shit will still come up for me, okay? The difference is, and this is the power of understanding your core beliefs, your subconscious beliefs, and knowing and having the awareness of what it is that is coming up for you and how you can work through them. Because the stuff is still going to come up, but the awareness is the thing that can empower you through it. Because you don't have to make it mean something about who you are or where you're at in life or in your business that it doesn't need to mean. And so I want to give you some of my top tips that you can use when shit does hit the fan, when you do feel like crying at your desk, when you have accidentally deleted every single email on your G Suite, or somebody doesn't show up for that discovery call that you got excited about. Here are some of the things that I really suggest having in your toolkit to be able to work through and move through those things for yourself. Step one, and this is really an important step, is when you're going through those emotions or things are coming up for you and feeling like you're on the struggle bus, please do whatever you can to create more space for yourself. To create more space in your calendar, with your time, and with your energy. Because when you're feeling the uncomfortable things and the confusion and the overwhelm or the anxiety, it's so easy to want to busy yourself and to want to do more things and pile more things on, or even distract and numb yourself by watching more TV or going out with friends or inviting friends over or whatever it might be. Because you don't want to feel the things that you're feeling, so you want to numb them. You want to pretend that they're not there. And the problem is that when we do that, all we do is keep that energy and that ickiness stuck in the body. And oftentimes when it becomes stuck in the body, it just magnifies and it grows and it grows and it grows until it becomes worse and worse, until honestly, that kind of stuck energy can lead to major anxiety and even panic attacks. And that was why I broke down, honestly, at my desk this week. There was no reason for me to feel that overwhelmed. I don't think I'd addressed the feelings that I was having early on enough because I had been busying myself. So I'm speaking this from like true experience. And so it manifested as a lot of anxiety. And so when I really hit that point, I knew, okay, I got to slow down. I got to create more space. I got to give myself some room to breathe through this. Then when you're giving yourself the space to breathe through this and not busy yourself and just sit in the power of those emotions, I really highly suggest journaling. And I feel like so many people talk about journaling. So I'm sorry if you're rolling your eyes right now, like, oh, another person that's talking about this thing called journaling. But it does truly, truly help me. It is such an amazing tool that helps me get clarity. And it's not complicated, you guys. All I do is I put pen to paper and I begin with what I'm feeling. I just let whatever I'm feeling out. Like, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like I'm not enough, blah, 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 blah. I keep letting that stream of consciousness out on that piece of paper. And very often, it's almost like the pen will just like take a life of its own. And without me having to think what I need to write, the thing just keeps coming out. And that's my stream of consciousness. And when I let that keep going, I normally get to a point of feeling like I've gained clarity or awareness over what the root of the actual issue is. And then from that awareness, then I can do the shifting. And sometimes if I need to spark my imagination or my stream of consciousness, I'll ask certain questions, like I'll journal on certain questions that I need to ask myself. Like, what have I made this mean about myself? What is the belief that I'm forming here? What am I not allowing myself to look at or to feel right now? Or where is this anxiety and this overwhelm coming from? And then sometimes I'll ask, like, what is the answer to this? And then I'll let myself journal on that. And that will bring me clarity too. Then when you have that awareness over what it is that you're feeling and maybe why it's there, the best tool in my toolkit, ladies, is EFT tapping. Yes, the emotional freedom technique. I can't say enough magical things about this. I use it with all of my clients. My client session this week, actually, she emailed me straight after our session. She's like, this EFT tapping thing really, really, really helps. I feel like I just drank a glass of wine. I feel so at ease in my body. And she didn't drink a glass of wine. We just did 10 minutes of tapping. But I will actually drop a link to my YouTube tapping video in the show notes below. And I have a specific tapping video called How to Tap for More Money. And also look out for a brand new program that I'm actually dropping called Tap Into Your Inner Rich Babe, which is 5 modules packed full with value that will support you in specifically tapping through your limiting money beliefs. So that's an amazing place to start. But why do I love tapping so much? It's because you tap on specific acupressure points in the body while expressing the truth of the emotion that you're feeling and you're experiencing. And by bringing that to the surface and not making it right and not making it wrong, just bringing awareness to it, you end up neutralizing it and releasing it from your nervous system. So let's just say that you're feeling anxiety, or let's just say you're feeling overwhelmed. You can just tap on, I'm feeling overwhelmed. Even though I'm feeling really, really overwhelmed right now, I'm overwhelmed, until maybe a new emotion comes up, or until that emotion neutralizes or it becomes something else. And it's just a really fast and really effective tool to release those trapped emotions and traumas from the body. So definitely go check out those things. And then I really, really invite you to talk to someone. Because I know that this journey of entrepreneurship and solopreneurship can feel really lonely. And it can sometimes feel like you have a million and one things going around in your head because you're the one holding it all up. And you're not just a coach, or you're not just a business owner. You're also the marketing person, and you're also the social media expert, and you're also the podcaster, or whatever it might be. And it can get a little much sometimes. So please talk to someone, let those feelings and emotions out, whether it's with your partner or with a friend who can just sit and listen and help you gain clarity, or if it's with a coach. I can't tell you the amount of value there is and having an expert be there to listen and support you and guide you through it. Because sometimes you just can't see through the trees yourself. And it takes having that outside expert to support you in doing that. And then my final tip, and it's super simple, is to sleep. It's to rest and it's to meditate. Because when you are going through these moments and these struggles, oftentimes it's your body's way of purging whatever needs to be purged before you step into your next level. And so you need to give your body the opportunity to recalibrate and readjust to that, to readjust to whatever's coming up for you that needs to be released, and to readjust to the next phase of your journey and the next level of your success. And oftentimes when I'm going through a really low point, like this week was honestly one of them, I actually now get kind of excited, like secretly excited, because I know that it means that a massive up level is happening for me. I know that I'm calling in something new and I'm about to grow in incredible ways that will call in the next version of myself. And how exciting is that? How beautiful is that? It's almost like feeling the things that you're feeling are allowing you to shed the layers, maybe like a caterpillar shedding, so that you can emerge as a butterfly on the other side. I know that that was kind of a cliche metaphor, but that's kind of what it feels like. So give yourself the permission to feel it all, to let it out, but to rest, breathe through it, and hold space for that transformation, because there might just be something so magical around the corner for you. So I hope today's podcast episode has helped you feel less alone and also supports you in embracing not only all the beautiful highs that reaching for your goals and dreams and ambitions can bring you, but also to embrace the lows, because they're such an important part, integral part of the journey that will actually support you in getting to where it is that you desire to be. Because from all of those moments comes an amazing growth opportunity and a lesson to emerge brighter and stronger than ever. Hey girl, if you have enjoyed today's podcast episode and you've become a fan of the Girl Unfiltered podcast, then it would be absolutely amazing and I would be so grateful if you could take a moment to just leave a review and press that 5-star button, because honestly, it makes such a big difference. It helps support me and my team in getting this podcast out there further and wider to women that need to hear this message, who want to feel empowered within themselves to go after their goals and their dreams. So please just take 5 seconds, just go do it right now while you're already on the app. Leave that review. And if you want, actually screenshot the review that you've written right before you hit submit and then send that to me in my DMs so I can personally thank you, because it really does make my absolute day seeing all of you screenshotting that you're listening to this. And it would just be so meaningful for me to see that in a review. So thank you, thank you, thank you in advance.